Now we're on to the item seven. Do we need to note that report?
Please.
Okay, well, can we note that, please? Are we happy?
Yep,
that's noted. Thank you. We go on to item seven, the procurement half yearly report. I'd like to welcome Hayley Holden to the meeting, and I understand you're going to lead on this. Is that right, Helen?
Yes, that's right. Thanks, Joe. So the report you've got in front of you is the half-yearly procurement activity report, reporting on the activity from 1st of April this year through to the 30th of September. The report just sets out a bit of background about the team, how we're structured, how we work to advise the various departments across the council. We've got details here of projects that have been initiated during the period, along with contracts awarded, information about the contracts database that the council holds, and some information there about where it was considered by the council's procurement board. The report also sets out for you an update against the council the procurement strategy action plan, which is appended to the report there. So I shan't go into any more detail on that, but obviously happy to field any questions that the committee may have.
Yes, Reg.
On the five, regeneration, in 18-19, we've got a load of 27,000, and in 17 and 18, we've got a load of 27,000.
Sorry,
Councillor,
I missed the beginning part of your question.
On the five, there's two waivers. One in 1819, the year 1819, the other one 1718. They're both 27,000. What's the 27,000 for? That'll occur. Surely, if you do it one year, you've got time to get it sorted out the next year, haven't you?
Sorry, Rich, this is table four under the regeneration line.
Yeah.
Regeneration line.
You go down there, there's two figures, 27,000. And 1 year in 27,000 next year. Usually a waiver is for a specific reason, isn't it? And sure, if it can't be the same reason, or is it just coincidence that they're both 27,000?
It could well be. I would have to look into the details of the waiver that was reported.
Why would they have to waiver any contracts if it's regeneration? If you've got people specifically working on a regeneration of doing the same thing day in and day out, it can't be, nothing's going to come up unexpected, surely.
It could well be, obviously, you've got the 27,000 there this quarter, and that's broken down in the appendix B, so we can see what that is. I would need to check the details of the way out. I don't believe this is a repeat, but I'll certainly look into that immediate detail section.
Can we ask you to report that back to Councillor Barry,
yes,
and then if it's significant, copy us all in, please?
That's fine.
Thank you.
Just for information, Chair, I think to answer Councillor Barry's query, which was surely under regen, on these small amounts, sometimes it's commissions for work to be done. So as part of the process in getting a site ready to go forward with planning, we often rely on developers to do work. Sometimes they choose not to, and I know in at least a couple of instances, to make sure that all of the necessary drainage and that surveys, that kind of thing, is done fast. We have commissioned urgently companies to do that, keep the regen scheme moving forward at pace. So it's rare, but from time to time we do have to make decisions quickly about, you know, we need to employ this or that company. And there isn't time to go out to tender, otherwise the whole scheme sits there waiting for it.
Well, we've got we've got everybody here that's involved in these waivers and making the decisions, as yourself, as Claire, even like the monitoring officer. You can't remember making two £27,000 waivers 1 year after the other.
Hayley?
Thanks, Jay. So, Jay has helpfully looked back. I should have got my laptop. It was for 20. It was just shy of £27,000 last time for the way that fell in Q1-2 of 2017-18. So it wasn't bang on the 27,000. It was just slightly rounded, but that was for some support for
bang on
the range finder as project. So it was different.
Sorry, say again. What was it for?
It was for consultancy support on the range finder house.
Projects,
so that
one
came through very quickly.
So it was about 26,900.
One should be 26 and one.
It's just that it's been rounded.
Come on, Reg, so you know the concept of rounding.
We're nearest 1,000. We're rounding my wages,
eh? We'll make a note of that. Can that be noted, please? Okay. Chris, I think you had your hand up, didn't you?
Just a very simple one. Item 10, that you maintain the database for contracts over 25,000. Is that just a convenient number, or is there a legal setting for that?
That's, yes. So there probably are contracts in there that are under £25,000, but essentially the way that we are structured, the procurement team, mainly due to the size of us, get involved in the projects that are valued at £25,000 and above. So that information we can capture very easily following the procurement processes that we're involved in. The report does note that we do get involved in projects below that threshold where appropriate, and if the service area would like us to support them, then we are happy to do so. And so we do capture some of the information, but it's just essentially how we are structured.
Okay, so can we note that report, please?
So
thank you very much, that's noted. That was item 7. Now we're on to item 8, the council's risk profile. Dave Martin, I believe you're going to...